Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, September the 17th, 2008. All geek, no wait.
Wait is stupid.
Wait stupid.
Nobody wants wait. Wait suck.
Holy cow, it's Wednesday. Wednesday, as we like to say. So we're going to dip into Billy Flynn's long box. Nasty
Whoa, hey
as
now.
It sounds, you need to know it. So we're going to tell you geeky news, television, all of that good stuff. And it's coming your way next. Featuring co-host, super producer, geeky god, Billy Flynn.
Slovenian women go wild. Billy Flynn.
I've heard that.
They
love
too.
That.
They do.
As
you certainly
me, kids,
seem to be feeling better.
I am better. Thank
Good.
You very much. Pestilence House seems to have passed over the greatest of its crisis point now. Everybody's
nice.
Healthy and I'm all right. I'm also the vicar.
You pooped in the refrigerator.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. As long as you see a doctor about it.
That wasn't illness related. That was just a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, precisely
okay.
So. All right. All right. Fine, kiddies. Here we are for Midweek Madness. Decided to call it Midweek Madness.
I like that. That's pretty good.
All right, TV tonight. Boy, I don't have a whole lot on here.
Sure you do.
Biography channel tonight. You got a couple of actor biographies.
Okay.
You got your Gene Hackman over there. You also got your Clint Eastwood.
Oh. So, both people that could have been great Lex Luthers. Gene Hackman. He was. Clint Eastwood?
Could have
been.
Eastwood is Lex. Okay,
think about
sure.
It.
I'll go with that.
That's where you started? Really? You didn't start over on CBS, even though they reruns, but they're showing two episodes of New Adventures of Old Christine.
Really? I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
I must have been
see?
Thinking about boobies.
That or, you said some of the drugs coursing through your system.
Well, sure. I suppose that's true. Over on Disney, speaking of drugs, over on Disney, they're showing Air Bud, which
oh.
is not about what you'd think it would be
no.
about. Apparently, it's some kind of a dog.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Go
so,
figure that
yeah,
out.
All right.
Okay, over on Fox, it's a new episode of Bones in which Booth's son finds a finger.
Ew. Who got the bones? We got the bones. I don't know.
Okay,
Ion Channel tonight is showing an ER marathon. I watched the first five seasons of that show.
Really?
I liked it way back at the very beginning.
Wow.
Nobody else was doing it. It hadn't for years. There hadn't been a good medical drama for years when ER came on. Now there's one every night, but,
yeah.
That's why. So there you go.
You
got
can't
that.
Swing a dead cat without hitting one. A&E tonight has a new episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, brah. Why are you going to run for me, brah?
ARF.
Come on, brah.
Encore 3, I usually avoid the encores because not everybody has
maybe
all
it's in 3D.
Encores, but Encore 3 showing Mannequin and 16 Candles, which I mentioned
wow.
because new 16 Candles
Flashback
DVD
editions.
Last night, not so great. However, The Breakfast Club, and
commentary.
I'm going to review it on the weekly show because I bought it yesterday.
Sweet.
So there you go.
All right. Over on AMC, American Movie Classics is showing Blown Away. By God, this is a fantastic film. It's Jeff Bridges.
Good movie.
Yes.
I have seen that. That's a good picture. Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones, fantastic. CMT Country Music Television has the 2008 CMT Music Awards, much different than the Country Music Awards.
Oh, of course. Right.
They're not the same thing
no.
whatsoever. Over on Discovery Channel's new episode of Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam try to turn a conventional electric stun gun into a water-powered electric stun gun.
Ooh, that's...
Because
oh.
that would just be fun.
You get the water and the electricity together?
Ooh.
You kill a brother with that.
I'm telling you. Well, FX tonight has Invincible. That's the Mark Wahlberg movie, the real story where the Eagles opened up tryouts and just this regular guy showed up and got on the team.
See, I was thinking it was the Ballad of Billie Jean King.
I know.
Okay.
History Channel Monster Quest has Lake Monsters of the North.
Eh?
Okay. USA 40-Year-Old Virgin, and over on that there are Lifetime Television.
For women.
Tonight, an architect's wife finds her perception of reality twisted after her neighbor dies under mysterious circumstances.
Mm.
Tonight, Nicole Eggert and Dean McDermott break through the wall of secrets.
Got Dean McDermott in it.
It's gotta be good.
It's gonna be fine.
Absolutely.
Right. Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Got one little piece of mail here today, sir. It's actually from Jabba. And it says, actual conversation I had this weekend. My cousin, could you imagine what aliens would think if they came down here? What would they think about Jell-O? To which Jabba replied, you mean to tell me that you think aliens who come from a different planet somehow are advanced enough to conquer space travel than made and possibly long journey and happen upon our lonely planet carrying the most advanced technology we've never seen would take a look at Jell-O and take off in fear of the society which is able to... suspend sugared fruit and gelatinous medium in a variety of colors in the society which will conquer them all.
It's beyond them, yeah.
And my cousin was like, Okay, not when you put it that way.
Nice. Thank you, Jabba.
Appreciate it.
That's a fine letter. Only other piece of mail I got is from our friend Pip Ballantyne.
Hello, Valentine. Pip. How are you doing?
Authoress of, let's see, Chasing the Bard.
Chasing the
and
Bad.
Most recently, of course, Digital Magic,
Digital
her
Magic.
New book, who was just basically thanking us for hanging out at the old Dragon Con there, and also says, "You guys keep doing what you're doing. I listen first thing in the morning, so you're my radio station."
Aww.
7,000 miles away.
That's fantastic.
I think that's
sweet. You think she's listening in the morning in like a little robe or less?
Ooh.
Pip, how you doing, Pip?
Oil.
Let's see. Today is Wednesday. Ooh, September 17th. Do you know, sir, it's today Doug E. Fresh turns 42 years old.
Doug E. Fresh's birthday?
Yes, sir. Doug E.
He's
Fresh.
He's on. On.
6 minutes. Six. Let's see. Yuji Naka turns 43. The original head programmer for the original Sonic the Hedgehog game. And Elvira herself, Cassandra Peterson, is still hot. But by God, she's 57 years old.
I know, and she's still damn fine.
Yes, she is.
Two history notes, by the way, as a history, an American Civil War history geek. 1862, this day, of course, was the Battle of Sharpsburg. The Yankees call it Antietam.
Oh, yeah.
Single bloodiest day in American history. The noteworthy part of that. And borrowing a page from Neil Gaiman, and also folks who like obscure history, Joshua A. Norton on this
day. Emperor Norton!
In 1859, declared himself the first emperor of the United States. So there we go. That was today, right?
Fantastic,
that's pretty
sir.
Good.
That is cool.
All right, how are we doing for time here so far?
Idea.
Yeah, we're fine, but I guess it's probably time to go to break. Listen,
sure.
If you want to write us, we'd sure appreciate that, because we love email.
We do.
Write to us at podcast, Vicar, Billy Flynn, or The Wounded Bruce. Well,
The Wounded
that's
Bruce.
Not his actual email, but... The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, including get well stuff for Bruce, because what did he do?
So he shattered his, I think he was doing pirouettes and ice skating, his ballerina
Damn
stuff.
It. Again?
Yeah, yeah.
So is it broken or is it just
twisted? I still don't know. I think, we're waiting for the x-rays. The doctors are very concerned.
Bruce.
Very concerned.
Dude, so is he going to make it for the weekly?
He better. He damn well better.
I swear, not to laugh. We're not laughing at you, just near
no,
you.
No, just with you.
All right, listen, comics and news of the Geekly, all coming up on this here Wednesday, September 17th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
What is Stranger Things? Stranger Things is the world's first science fiction anthology series syndicated on the internet, shot and released in high definition for free.
How is this possible?
Welcome to the cutting edge, says Chris Miller, co-founder of PodioBooks.com.
This is great online entertainment, says Michael R. Meningay of Farpoint Media.
J.C. Hutchins, author of Seventh Son, says Earl Newton and his crew are out of their minds. Stranger Things is a mini masterpiece playing right there on your screen.
There are stranger things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Go to StrangerThings.tv and find out just how strange... your world can be.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, September the 17th, 2008. All of the geek without any of that asinine weight.
You said ass.
You're not paying for that. You
no.
Know? You don't pay for the weight,
no,
right?
No.
You're just getting it. You don't even want it. You're like, take it back,
no.
And it doesn't matter.
No, sir. I'm afraid it comes with it.
No,
that's
it
right.
Doesn't.
Not here it doesn't, sir. Hells no. Flynn and the Vicar bringing you a look at Billy Flynn's long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
See, I'm remembering that.
You're a good man. I like that. Today, Aspen Entertainment brings us Fathom number 2. The relaunch of that is out today. Over at Dark Horse, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, number 33. And, of course, yours, Conan the Cimmerian, number 3.
I haven't read any of those yet.
I know, you're waiting for me to get up to about 4 or 5.
I'm saving them up, right, exactly.
You.
From Abstract Studios, Terry Moore's Echo, issue number 6.
Echo's the dolphin.
Boom Studios has Zombie Tales.
Ah,
it's like DuckTales.
Look at my
only
Zombie
brain
Tales.
Eating.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Zombie Tales issue number 5. You mentioned Conan, so that's there. So I'm going to leap up to Marvel Comics.
Wow,
where Marvel Apes number two of four.
Yes.
What the hell is that?
That's where they get turned into apes. Kind of like they had the
it's
JL
like the
ape back a few back in the late 90s.
Stupid as hell.
Kind of, but what else are you going to do? Come on.
I remember there was a trade, it wasn't a trade paperback, I don't remember what they called them back in the day, these collections of books that was like DC Superheroes versus Super Apes. And
yeah.
It had Gorilla Grodd, and do you remember that?
I do.
Anyway.
Gene Colan's tribute book for the Dracula cover is out today for Marvel as well. Secret
Colan.
Invasion Thor, number 2 of 3. Skrulls versus Power Pack, number 3 of 4, and more.
That'd be a quick fight, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Boom, sorry,
over
but...
and done with. Over DC Comics, Air, number 2, the first issue was just amazing, and I can't wait to see what the rest of this
really?
Is like. Yeah. All-Star Superman, number 12, is out. Billy Batson and the Magic of Shazam, number 2, is out
sounds
today,
gay.
Which just sounds like a fun time. DC Universe Decisions, number 1 of 4, okay. Greatest Hits, number 1 of 6. Okay. Tangent Superman's Reign number 7's out, and my guilty pleasure, Tiny Titans number 8's out today
Tiny
as well.
The Dance of Love.
DC Wildstorm Dream War
yeah.
concludes today, issue 6 of 6. DC Universe Decisions.
Ooh.
First issue.
Gotta make decisions.
1 of 4.
Crazy.
New Brave and the Bold's out, issue 17. I forgot to look up and see who Bats was with this month.
Oh, yeah.
But there you go. Batgirl, issue 3 of 6. That Batgirl limited series, halfway finished now. And then jumping back over to Marvel, Uncanny X-Men has passed that 500th issue mark now. So it's Uncanny X-Men, issue 502.
Good for them. And wrapping up what I got, Image Comics has the conclusion of Dead Space, number 6 of 6 is out today. And over at Moonstone, Kolchak Tales, Night Stalker of the Living Dead, number 3 of 3, wraps
Ooh,
up today. It's not easy, sir.
No, it's not.
It's not easy at all.
I'm not keeping up with anything. I haven't
really?
For a month or
oh,
more. Nothing new. I'm reading back stuff. You know, I'm reading 100 Bullets.
Right.
At
least you're reading.
Well, I'm reading them.
There
oh, sure, sure. I'm reading, you know, Strangers in Paradise. I think I'm going to restart some Sandman. I think I'm going to redo the
Good
Sandman
man.
Now, too. So I'm reading. I'm just not
I'm
reading
not
much
wearing
current.
Any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, yesterday, Star Wars The Force Unleashed came out, and you've been playing your video game and enjoying it. Well, now The Force Unleashed campaign guide's being released today. Yeah, yeah. So, here you can play an RPG in the Star Wars universe sometime between the bad Star Wars movies and the really, really good ones.
Damn right.
Many characters familiar to fans of the classic trilogy appear during their so-called dark times. You got Vader, the Emperor, several notable moffs. No cohesive groups to join. Light side heroes have to fend for themselves and take their shots against the soul-crushing fascist Imperials wherever they can.
All right. From Dark Horizons, Edward Norton admits he got no clue as to his or the Incredible Hulk's involvement in future Marvel films. He doesn't know. Meanwhile, scribe Mark Guggenheim has been working on the Green Lantern picture. Tells ComicCon.com that it features Hal Jordan, that is your boy,
yeah.
and is incredibly faithful to the rendition of that character. So, nice. Finally, Desperate Housewives star Eva Longoria was seen leaving Marvel Comics head offices on Friday with a copy of The Avengers,
Uh-oh.
Which has led to speculation that she'll play the Wasp, a founding member and eventual wife of the Ant-Man, Hank Pym. So, a little bit of comic news from Dark Horizons.
12-year-old William Yon has already studied nuclear fusion and nanotechnology, and he's on his way to solving the energy crisis for all of us. It started with Legos. After he learned nanotechnology to make robots take off, the seventh grader got an idea to be, and he was inspired by the sun. Solar, he said, is underused, and there are only a few problems with it. So encouraged by his teacher, the 12-year-old developed a 3D solar cell. Regular solar cells are only 2D and only allow light interaction once. This, he's got crazy positive impact. He's getting a lot of energy going up through this way. He's got to double-check his findings, but his next step is to get a manufacturer and market it. He's flying out to D.C. on Monday to accept a $25,000 scholarship for his research. He earned the Davidson Fellow Award, which normally goes to a graduate student, and hopefully he solved the energy crisis.
He's got a crazy teacher who wears dark glasses.
Yeah.
From Newsarama, the comic book event everybody waited for except me because I didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
The Secret Invasion TV commercial debuted last night.
It did.
On ESPN2. Did you see it?
I did not.
I haven't seen it even on YouTube yet. I haven't
no,
looked. During
I've
the
looked.
Bricktown Showdown, a minor league baseball championship on ESPN2, which is still better than the Ocho.
Oh, yes.
Beginning at 8 p.m., the Skrulls Embrace Change commercial ran multiple times last night. Part of a partnership with Major League Baseball fans attending the game also received some promotional material for upcoming DVDs and stuff like that. So I didn't see it. I'm going to have to check this out on YouTube.
Apparently, sir, you have not been on the internet in a while because according to Data Geek Bill Tanner, the top person at internet tracking company Hitwise, The number one reason people go on the net now is no longer in search of porn or adult stimulation. In fact, the searches for porn have shriveled to only 10%, going down from 20% 10 years ago.
Lies.
Porn is on its way out, apparently.
Lies.
Most people nowadays, what are they going for? Social networking sites. Quoted the Mr. Man the Hair guy, he says, young users spend so much time on social networks, they don't have time to look at adult sites.
But the internet is for porn.
That's what I've heard, sir.
All
That's
right.
what I've heard.
Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Describe?
I don't know.
What the hell? Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while we're there.
Please.
We're desperate. Okay, we need reviews. Please. Por favor. Pajolsta. And join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Make sure you check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicker, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Click for porn. I hate the internet. I'm leaving. I hate the internet.
The internet is for porn.